WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tonight on Ellen, after months of teasing and talking and promoting and waiting, the character played by Ellen DeGeneres comes out as a lesbian, something the actress herself has already done this month in Time magazine and in a TV interview with Diane Sawyer. TV critic David Bianculli has seen the one-hour episode and was pleasantly surprised.
There's been so much hype about Ellen coming to terms with her sexual orientation. Ellen the actress as well as Ellen the sitcom character. It's hard to imagine this week's show living up to it. But it does. It's even savvy enough to start out by making fun of the whole thing, including the long delay between the original announcement and this one-hour special, in a scene where Ellen is getting dressed in the next room while her friends wait impatiently.
Ellen, you're going to be late for your dinner date with your old college friend Richard.
I can't believe it.
What, that Ellen has a date?
No, that she went to college.
I thought she's been in there forever.
Ellen, are you coming out or not?
Yeah, Ellen, quit jerking us around and come out already.
What? What is the big deal? I've got a whole hour.
The plot of this expanded episode is pretty straightforward. Instead of getting involved with her old friend Richard, Ellen is attracted to his friend Susan, who happens to be gay. Susan, played by guest star Laura Dern, thinks Ellen is gay too. Ellen denies it, but then thinks about it, dreams about it, and even talks to her therapist about it. The therapist is played by Oprah Winfrey, and the mixture of honesty and humor in their exchanges is one reason this episode works so well. All Ellen wants, she tells her therapist, is a normal life, someone to love, and someone who loves her.
I just want to be happy.
And you think you can't have these things with a woman?
Well, society has a pretty big problem with it, you know? I mean, there are a lot of people out there who think people like me are sick. Oh, God, why did I ever rent Personal Best?
You can't blame this on the media, Ellen. It isn't going to be easy. No one has it easy.
See, you don't understand. Do you think I want to be discriminated against? Do you think that I want people calling me names to my face?
To have people commit hate crimes against you just because you're not like them?
Thank you.
To have to use separate bathrooms and separate water fountains and sit in the back of the bus.
Oh, man, we have to use separate water fountains?
There's a dream sequence in this episode that makes room for everyone from Billy Bob Thornton to Demi Moore and from Gina Gershon to Katie Lang. It's a riot. And so is the entire hour, which manages to make its point without being exploitive or overt. Ellen plants only one romantic kiss in the entire episode, and it's during a fantasy sequence with a guy. The only problem with the show is that the studio audience, like everyone else in America, knows what to expect. Imagine how much more effective this Ellen episode could have been if ABC had just sprung it on viewers. But for the network, telling people in advance was the price to pay for a shot at drawing a much larger audience. Will Ellen get a lot of viewers this week? Sure. But what matters is what happens in the weeks after that. And that's true for the show's content as well. Yes, Ellen is the first name-in-the-title sitcom character to come out as gay. Unless you count Love, Sidney, the early 80s Tony Randall sitcom based on his Sidney Shore telemovie. The disclaimer there, though, is that Sidney was identified as gay in the movie, but never was in the series. So in that sense, Ellen the sitcom really is making history. What will matter more in the long run, though, is not how it makes history, but how it makes comedy. And since this week's show is the funniest episode of Ellen I've ever seen, and I've been watching since it premiered 3 years ago under the title These Friends of Mine, it's definitely starting off in the right direction.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.